Blog Talk Radio.
Heard nothing. It's kind of crazy that it happens like that, but whatever. That's why when our producer's out of town and I gotta handle everything, we start having bad stuff happen, you know, technical difficulties, I call them. All right, so happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy Independence Day, man. You guys know what it's all about. And we're down here at the marina tonight. We're on the Slew Slut, my houseboat. We're partying down here. We got some fireworks gonna go off down here. We got some good ones, man. We got some, I guess I shouldn't say, I've got some M1000s. We got some bottle rocket. I'll put some pictures on it. I mean, we got some good stuff. We're down in a marina in San Francisco. Yeah, right. I don't want everybody to know where we're at. Then they'll come get me. Anyway, tonight we're talking to Kane Fredericks and Anthony Toscano. They're two new racers. I think they're in their second year, each of them. And they are killing it, man. They just came on the scene and are just both faster than snot. So that's what we're doing tonight. We're talking to new racers and see what it takes to go fast right out of the gate. You know, where they come from, why they're so fast. You know, we want to find out. So hang out for a few. We're going to listen to a few songs and we'll get these guys on. You're listening to Harrell on Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Atal Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.
What up? Little Iron Maiden right there. Before that, we had a little Ozzy. We did some Pantera. We've got some good music going on these days. That's one good thing about my new producer. He is out of town, by the way. That's why everything's all messed up on my end, because I suck and he does it. But we're gonna get it. We're gonna get through it, man. Without him, we've got the Frederick on the phone with us tonight. And if you don't know the Frederick, you don't know the Frederick, man. Okay, that's all I can say. Is they're a good team. They're a great team, man. They work good together, father and son duo. Kane, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How you been, man? You been doing good? Everything's good?
Yep.
All right. Actually, everything's real good, huh, lately? Man,
yeah.
You've been ripping, really ripping. And Scott, tuner extraordinaire. Actually, I don't know. I guess he puts a little lot into the kid, and the kid just kind of makes you look good, huh?
Yeah, it definitely makes me look good.
Right? And that's hard to do. I'm telling you. I know, Scott. It's hard to make him look good.
No,
I'm just kidding. But, shoot, man, tonight, we dropped Toscano, too. Anthony's supposed to be here sometime, at some point, so we'll keep an eye out for him. Tonight we're just kind of talking. First of all, happy 4th of July to both of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys out partying tonight? You guys drinking beers and partying? What party are you at?
No, we're
on the couch.
Yeah, just
I'm on the boat. At least I'm on the boat. I came down here to do the show tonight, and I'm fishing. I got a line in the water, and I got some fireworks we're going to shoot off. I've got some good ones, you guys. I hope some are important to us. Well, y'all are important. But I got some M1000s. I got some gnarly bottle rockets. I got some gnarly. I got a Roman candle with 10 M1000s in it. The Roman candle.
Nice.
10
nice.
M1000s. And I've got a bottle rocket that the stick you have to fold out. It folds in half. It's so big, it folds in half. You have to unfold it and slide this little sleeve over it. I mean, it supposedly goes up like a quarter mile.
Nice.
They're legal ones, though, right? I know they're
oh,
all
yeah,
legal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Right. I'm wondering if I'm legit down here at the marina. I don't know, man. I'm at the marina in San Francisco, by the way, if anybody's listening. It's important here. Any of you popo out there, I'm in San Francisco marina. anyway, you guys should be down here at the boat, man. You guys should have came down. But I know I had to work today.
No, we'll
too.
Be down there this weekend.
Yeah, you will, huh?
Definitely.
We're going to look at the boat, man. I don't know what I did, but I messed something up. I had to get towed last weekend. Don't ever go out there on the river and have to get your boat towed, because it is flipping expensive, man. Holy smokes. I only had to get towed like 5 miles. And it was spendy. I'll tell you what, it was spendy. Spendy. But, shoot, Kane, this is your second season of karting, right?
Yeah.
Second season.
Beginning of my second
you're
year.
You're already like, I mean, you won a KPX race, right?
Yeah.
In your second
year. My home track.
Right, your home track. You've done pretty well everywhere you went, don't you? You went to Reno, and we did a couple club races there. What happened there? What did you get the first time?
I'm in a bad spot.
The first time. You got a track record, didn't you, the first time there?
Yeah. I had a lot of help, though.
Right. Who'd you have help from?
Nevada Kart Sports and my dad.
Gotcha. Nevada Kart Sport. Rodney, he's a good dude, man. He's heading down to a pro kart in Santa Maria this weekend. That's where you should be going. That's where you should be going one of these days.
Maybe one day.
Right. Okay, so you got a track record. Your first time ever at Nevada or Desert Park Raceway, right?
Yeah.
And then the second time you went for the next club race, what happened then? It was a different track layout.
I ended up getting first, and I set the track record also.
Oh, so you went there twice, and you set two track records.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you, I mean, I don't understand. I've been karting for, this is my third season, I'm not even close. What's the secret?
Oh, it's a bad motor.
Gotta have a fast motor?
You got a fast motor.
Who does your motor, Scott?
Briggs and Stratton.
All right. I like it. Mine too. And then I get unleashed power to get in there and do their thing. But, Kane, so, I mean, man, you're just starting out. Last year, you mean, you did good last year, too, for your first year. I mean, you won it. You were champion last year, right, at Prairie City?
Yeah, Prairie City. I had
right.
a lot of help there, too.
Right. So. Who'd you have help there from?
I got a lot of help from the Keys, Matt, and Alex Keys. They both helped me out a lot. I did a lot of practicing with them during the off season, and they helped me out a lot.
What do you give the most credit to for being so fast, so fast, you know, so quick, you know, fast, or so fast, so quick? Is that, am I making sense? So quick, so fast, so quick, however you want to say it?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
What,
I'm not really sure.
You just jumped in the cart and you were just hauling butt?
Yeah, I know a lot of it's from, like, just my dad used to race and just sort of in my blood, I guess. Say.
Gotcha. You're just a natural, man. I mean, you get out there and you trip people out. You know what I mean? You get out there and they know it's on your second year and all of a sudden you're just whooping on everybody. And they're like, what the heck, man? Who is this kid, you know? And you tell them, say, this is Kane Frederick, Jack. But, man, so this year you're running at Fair City. You're running for that championship in the Junior 2, right? That's where we run. And,
yeah.
Also, you're running Desert Park Raceway, you know? And you've been hitting a few. I know you missed one KPX, but you're going to hit the rest of the KPXs?
Yeah, we're going to try to.
Cool. Cool. And then there's a super regional in Fresno we got to get to. That's going to be a fun one. That'll be a lot of LA kids. That'll be a test for us, you know what I mean? Because there'll be some fast kids there, you know, from down south. Because it's closer to them, you know, they can get to that one. Wow, I just stabbed myself. It'll be a fun one. So there's actually kind of, it's not a KPX race, but I think it's pretty much a KPX race. You know what I mean? It's that same caliber.
Yeah.
It's definitely a regional type race, you know? But what about let's talk a little bit about the KA and the two-stroke. Man, you got any aspirations of getting into two-stroke one day?
That's something for my dad. I definitely would like to get into the KA. I think that would be a fun class, but I think we're waiting for a little bit more experience in the 206, just getting more smooth and consistent driving.
Smooth?
And definitely just
in your interview, or not your interview,
what?
But e-carding news, they called you Mr. Smooth. I'm not sure how much smoother you can be when they call you Mr. Smooth. We call you the mailman, too. Is that another nickname? So you can deliver the mail?
Oh, that'd be a good one.
The mailman. I had another good one, too. I don't remember what it was, though. Dang it. I had another good one.
Yeah, I think we're waiting to jump into the KA on the senior once he jumps up to senior.
Oh, okay. That's good. I mean, that's kind of how it goes. You know, that's kind of what the KA is the next step, you know what I mean? From the, I love that the 206 is there. Now we've got the KA. And I think that's just a good stepping stone. It seems like a really solid motor, you know? I mean,
yeah, I think it's
going to
be fun.
I mean,
yeah, definitely.
You're getting stroke too. You can tune 4-stroke. You can tune 2-stroke. Oh crap! I just got a big fish on. Uh oh, I got a hog on.
Fish on.
Fish on, dude. I don't know. Oh man, dude, don't get off. This might have a big one on. Finally. But anyway, 2-stroke, 4-stroke, you don't care. You'll tune anything, right?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, and Kay, I know you got into just about everything, and you're no joke. Oh, whoa. I think you might have a keeper. Nah, that ain't a keeper. What do you mean? Holy cow, dude. I'm all doing a radio show. I'm trying to fish, too.
You're doing dual duty.
No, I'm telling you. Nice little striper, man. You gotta do dual duty on Independence Day. But I've been impressed with both of you guys with your skills, you know, the whole time. I've known you guys for, I don't know, a while now, a few minutes. Whoa.
A little bit, yeah.
I think my net has finished. My net's got a hole. How am I doing? I might have a keeper here. That ain't 18 inches. Sorry. I'm a little... I got my lady out here on the boat, too. I'm going to put this one and show her. But I've been impressed with you guys the whole time. You know, I really have. It's been a pleasure being a friend with you guys. You know what I mean? You're both really good people. And for two... gosh, you guys just came on the scene, and both of you guys have been crushing it, you know? I mean, ain't no joke. You guys have both been crushing it. And
Well, it's been a learning curve for both of us, and I think knowing guys like you and Rodney and everything else, I think that's really got us kind of squared away, and I think that's where we're at, you know, why we're where we're at now.
Oh. Right. You surrounded yourself with the right people, right? I mean, not that I'm the right person, but that's exactly what you guys did. Surrounded yourself with the right people, you know, and that's what it takes, you know. What do you think, Scott, on the tunes of what do you accredit the success, your guys' success with?
Really, with Kane, him... listening to the right people, you know, with the Keys boys, that was huge. I mean, that would be really huge for him in his first year. And then, you know, now hooking up with Rodney and his son, Zach. Zach's been a real huge influence with Kane, and I think that's great. You know, he's a real positive influence. And, you know, he pushes Kane to the point where, you know, he might give him crap, but he gives him crap to the point where Kane's going to say, you know what, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to do better.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think it's amazing. I mean, just that all of that. And honestly, really, this whole aspect with racing has really grown my son to the next level. I think it's just all of it is amazing. Dealing with all the different people, yourself, you know, everybody else. I mean, you're like the Buddha, you know, the happy Buddha, and you know, when everything's going wrong, you're the guy to talk to. You're gonna make everything right. And there's other people that just the whole karting aspect of racing is great, and I think it's amazing.
Right. I do too. I really do. And you know what? That's how I try to just, life's too short, man. You know, to get stressed out and be worried about too much. You know what I mean? It really is. It's
right.
I just try to be a happy kid, you know. I really do. Sometimes it's not that easy. And, but I still try to keep a good outlook on everything, you know.
And you always do.
Well, not always. I remember a race not too long ago where you had to come over and give me advice that I give you.
Well, yeah, there's always that part of it, though. I mean, but when it's you looking at somebody else, I mean, that's that part of it. So when everything needs to be reversed, you got to look at it that way, and hopefully there's somebody to, you know, say the same thing to you. But, I mean, that's the biggest thing is with, I think it's amazing that, you know, our second year, you know, last year when stuff wasn't going right, you know, Kane didn't have anybody, and I might not have had the right words to say, and it was just him and I, and we kind of struggled a little bit. So now we're part of a group, and when things don't quite go right, there's always somebody there to give that positive, influential word that, you know, helps us go farther, and I think that's great.
Right, huge. Real quick, not to interrupt, but I have Anthony on the phone. Not to cut you, not to ignore you, Anthony. I just realized that you're on the phone. How you doing, buddy? Anthony, there? Yo, yo. Who do we got on the phone? Someone's there. Anybody? Is it a new talker? Pump Day with the Real Radio Show. This is Pharrell. Hello. Okay. Toscano. You there? What happened to the two Toscano? I just clicked him over. I know he's got to be there somewhere. But anyways, anytime, Anthony, you can jump right in. Let me know you're there, buddy. You're live. Anthony's another one. That, man, he was, I remember there when it first came to Blue Match. I mean, it was like, I mean, I guess it was last year, I guess, right? He just started last year, too?
I think so.
Right? I think so. And I think this is his second season. And he's come
yeah,
up pretty
he's,
hot.
He's picked
I
up
mean,
quite a bit. I mean, that kid is,
right?
He's a good kid.
He really is. Him and his dad are really, really good people.
No,
you know?
The whole family is great people. And
it's, I remember when they first were coming around, and they didn't know anything about it, you know. They just had this old beater car, and they just got out there and started doing it, you know. And I was like, oh, I tried to help them out a little bit here and there, and still, you know, I tried to help them out a little bit. And, man, all of a sudden this year, the kid's just on fire, you know.
Yeah, he's out of nowhere. I mean, it's – well, not that he's out of nowhere, but, I mean, we went to the end of the season – race, I think it was a Turkey Dash in Stockton, and he did really well, and they were running good. And, you know, that kid does everything himself on his own cart, and I think that's freaking amazing.
He does, and he's like, he doesn't really, I mean, he knows, now he's starting to learn a lot, but he just tries stuff, you know. He can have his cart dialed, and he'd still be fast. Wait till that kid gets everything dialed, man. It's gonna be hard to beat him, just like Kane, you know, hard to beat.
Yeah, and I think he's pretty close. I mean, this year he's running up front like there's no tomorrow. I mean, he's taken Davis races, and he was right there, you know, should have been third at the KPX, but for whatever reason, you know, he got put back a little bit. But, you know, he's a really fast kid. He's just like Kane. You know, those two, they talk. You know, back and forth, they're really good kids. There's no arrogance. There's nothing. They work together. They, you know, they'll talk about corners and this and that. But when it comes to, you know, the main race, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, that kid, he's, like I said, that whole family, they're great. And he's a great kid. And it's one of those things Kane likes to know that, you know, he's got a good kid next to him when they're up racing.
Right. I don't trust you, you're right on the second base. You know what I mean? You're on the inside of someone, and you're both going around the turn, you know, 56 miles an hour. It's, you don't have to trust there, you know. It's hard to have sometimes. Some of these women, you know, around me, it's sketchy. There's some guys who've been around for a long time, so it's sketchy around, and others sketchy around. But I would like to be here, you know. Anthony, you there?
Show from the boat.
Having a brother and you love him, but you just can't get along with him very well.
Right.
Kind of like that.
I don't know if that's quite the carding aspect. It might be a second cousin you don't like.
Okay. Right? Your second cousin, uncle's golf partner?
Right.
Brother's cousin?
Baby.
What's on the horizon for you guys, man? Try to get a hold of Toscano too if you can, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
Call back
call
in. Shoot him a tech. We need him on here. This little guy.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
So what's next for you guys? What's your guys' plan? The rest of this year, KPX and Reno and Prairie City, obviously, right?
Yeah, of course we're going to do Prairie City. I mean, that's our local, so we'll definitely hit those. We're, definitely trying for Marina. We're going to try to finish KPX. We know we're pretty much out of the points in the KPX, but we're still going to try to just hit those just for experience. We'll do Reno as much as we can to try to hit that. And then, we're going to start over next year. So it's been a rough year for us, everything, family-wise and everything. We kind of had a lull moment where we really couldn't do any kind of racing, stuff like that. So we missed quite a few, but we're getting back into it, and the kid is, he steps back into it like he never missed a step, so.
Right. I mean, it's just natural ability. The kid doesn't have a buttload of seat time, you know what I mean? I mean, it's amazing.
He doesn't.
And he's just really, really good.
That's what's funny for me is to watch him run these tracks and, the few tracks we go to, and he picks it up so fast, I don't understand where he gets it from. He just does. He runs. And
must get it from mom.
Must have.
Yeah, I do.
He gets his look from his dad.
No, not even
close.
I think No, if he got his looks from his dad, he'd look like a troll. So.
Whoa!
You don't know his dad, dude. You better not talk like that. He's a big son of a bitch.
No,
hey, Harrell.
He's got skill, that's for sure. I mean, and from day one, it's always been a pain in the butt trying to tune for Kane, because I could make huge changes, and that kid would go out, and within four laps, he'd adjust to the change and still run the same times. You
right.
know, so the kid knows how to drive. He knows how to adjust to changes. He knows how to adjust to track and whatever else. So that's it's still an issue today. You know, when he complains about something, what do we actually do? Do we actually change something, or do we just leave it? And he still goes out there and just drives.
Right. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. Oh, I think we got Scotto back.
Hello.
He's there.
Hello.
Yep.
He's running.
Anthony said he won't be able to join.
Oh, he won't be able to?
No, he's busy with his family because they're at a party or something.
Oh, they're partying. Well, who do we got on the phone here? Hump Day with Harrell. Who we got?
Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. It's your old producer.
Oh, the old producer? What do you mean? Did you quit?
Well, you know, since I'm missing a show, I don't know if I was exiled.
Oh, man, dude. We need you back because I'm messing everything up.
I'm surprised you're doing a show. It's 4th of July.
Man, but you know what? That's how I've been the whole time we've had Hump Day with Pharrell. I did not miss a show for like 3 years in a row. Like if it was Christmas, if it was my birthday, if it was, it didn't matter. If it fell on a Wednesday, we were doing the show. That's what we do.
So, all right, well, here I am.
Right? I love it.
All right.
But have you been listening?
No, we just got back from the fireworks here in Nashville, and I knew your show was going to be active, so I just rolled in the hotel room and gave you a call just
to see what the hap is.
What's that?
I said, glad to have you, bud.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So how did the Gold Rush go this weekend?
Well, tell us about it, Kane.
It was definitely a fun track. I like Davis. I've been there once before, but I like the whole Gold Rush. It's basically just another KPX, but, you know, just Gold Rush. And the weekend was fun. There was, I'd say it was a pretty big show out. There's a lot of, like, club guys there and also a lot of guys from, like, out of the area, as it seemed. But the weekend was fun. I don't really know what to say about it, but I liked it. You can talk to my dad maybe.
Do they run?
Yeah.
Are they running the KA also, or just 206 and tag? And I guess Shifter also, right?
There was Shifter and there was KA. There's even what is it?
World.
There was another class.
Boom. And they ran World Formula with the K's.
Okay.
Really? There's also a tag that they ran with the...
Nice.
Yeah,
I saw...
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back in the seat in California, you know?
Yeah, you jonesing yet?
What's that?
You jonesing yet?
Oh, I'm jonesing. It's been, 2 weeks? That's a long time for me. So,
you miss California
yet? Yeah, I do. It's only like 105 heat index with the humidity out here right now. You know,
oh,
it's not that bad, right?
Yeah, humidity is killer, man. It's you get out of the shower and you're already soaking wet. You dry off and
seriously.
You're already wet. It's like,
yeah.
Wow.
But we've been having a good time. We see some good family out here and stuff. We had a good family reunion past week, and we're going to fly back home tomorrow night. So, should be good.
Good. Because we miss you over here too, bud. It's tough without
our
producer. I don't like it.
What happened to What happened to your weekend, Harrell?
My weekend was spent on the boat. Had an amazing time on the boat. I mean, it was
awesome.
It was the first camping trip on the houseboat, you know? And
yeah.
We were on our way back and broke down. So we spent the night out there anchored. But I think I got it pretty narrowed down to what it might be. I have a really good mechanic. His name's Scott Fredericks. I don't know if you guys know him, but he's a freaking amazing mechanic. So if you need anything done, you can call his shop. And he'll fit you in the next, like, 6 months because he's so flipping busy. Man, the dude's busy.
Nice.
But have you slowed down at all, Scott?
No, not at all.
No? Getting busier even?
Not even close to being slowed down.
Really? Dang. And you got some help yet?
Well, hopefully I'm going to bring in Kane, so then we'll start speeding stuff up.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you got to start working, bud. Right? What, you're 14 now? How old are you?
14. Turning
14.
15 this year.
About time you get to work. Right, Dad?
Time to work.
Time to work.
Kane's all, no, I drive.
Well, until Dale Earnhardt Racing picks you up, you better get to work. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. So, what about the... Man, I wish Scano could have called in, but... What's your next race? And are we going to the club race in the marina? When is that?
I don't know when it is, actually.
It's not this weekend coming up, the following weekend. And
right.
You're
and
going down there with me, Harrell, on Saturday.
I am?
You are.
Okay. That was hard to talk me into that kind of stuff.
Right?
Yeah. I can't wait.
We're
going to
do a little
really
testing.
I need to, I'm selling my cart. If anybody wants to buy a cart, I got a 2015 Burrell that is for sale. It's got a brand new Apple Sauce motor, unleashed power. I'm just selling it as a package. The only reason I'm selling it, I'm trying to get something a little newer. But it's got upgraded brakes. And yeah, so if anybody wants a cart, call me. I got you.
I want Scott tuning my stuff, man. He seems to put his son on front all the time.
Yeah, I asked him tonight who does his motor. You know what he said?
Briggs
me,
and Stratton.
Or him.
Briggs and Stratton.
Briggs and Stratton.
Yeah.
Scott, do you do much valve adjustment, or you just kind of set foot and go? Or is it all chassis tuning?
No, I have my own valve adjustment.
I know you're not going to put it over the air, which is fine. But do you find it's an engine-chassis combo, or is it just chassis combo?
No, really, when it comes down to, I think it's driver.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is the driver. The engine is something completely different. My own personal opinion is I set the motor for the long run. That's what I do.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I do it. I mean, if I had a different driver, I might set stuff different, but I don't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you do. I
really don't know, but.
Yeah.
You've got a really different driver.
Yeah,
you're in
it. Kane smooth
from the Frederick.
Yeah, Kane's smooth. So, I mean, the biggest thing is I've noticed with Kane is no matter how I set everything up, tire wise, chassis wise, everything, he's always fastest at the end of the race. Whether I set him up for the heat, the main, or whatever, he's still fastest at the end of the main. So, like the KPX at Prairie City. I mean, his fastest lap was lap 22.
Nice. Yeah, he was totally pulling away the whole time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just
so,
incrementally.
But it's how he does it and how he sets it up and how he drives. But the motor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, we've had this conversation before. It's a 9-horsepower motor.
Yeah.
You know, it has 9 horsepower at the beginning and it has 9 horsepower at the end. All depends on how you want to use it. So I always use it at the end of the race. So
gotcha.
That's that.
Nice. All right, Harrell. Well, I just want to call and check in. I'm going to get off here.
Okay, well, I'm glad you did. See, our producer checked in on to make sure we were doing things right. I didn't. I messed everything up. I was talking in the beginning and was mute.
I was just checking in because, you know, without me, this show's going to fall apart. So, you know.
Right. Hey,
yes,
right. We've only got 2 minutes left on this show, actually. So, man, so we just went for a short hour because it's 4th of July. So, man, thanks, man, to go for everything you do for the show. And I'm glad you're having a good time over there. Man, thanks, bro. I appreciate you.
Nope.
I really do. You're missed, that's for sure.
No worries, mate. All right, guys. I'll talk to you guys later.
Dude. All right. Okay, and, man, you Fredericks, thank you guys for calling in and giving us your time on 4th of July, man, Independence Day. And I'd love to have you guys back again, you know what I mean? We'll do another show. I'd like to follow Kane. Maybe you can check in with us, you know, during the season.
90 seconds.
Oh, I only got 90 seconds. So thank you guys both. I appreciate you guys. Man, I'll hit you guys up. We'll talk after this if you guys want to stay on the phone. But, man, thanks to everybody else out there. I hope you're having a good 4th of July. You can always go and listen to us on the podcast. But thanks, man. You guys are it's going up. Our listeners are going up. We have 11,000 all-time listeners right now. So we're doing good. Keep it up. Good work, guys. And we'll see you guys next Wednesday. This is Harrell Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.